All right, it is 6:30, so we will go ahead and get started. Welcome to the Planning Commission meeting tonight. We will open with any public comments that are not on the agenda. Seeing as there are none, we will move to agenda item 3, consideration of a conditional use permit for JPL Ballistics at 847 North Point Circle.
Okay, so the company JPL Ballistics has applied for a business license at 847 North Point Circle. That address is zoned MD, where the use miscellaneous manufacturing is conditional. So this location will serve as manufacturing location for lead projectiles. They will be coated in polymer, baked in the oven, and then sized. There's no retail sales at this location. Small amounts of acetone will be used and stored in approved containers. They're also in the process of obtaining a federal firearms license for the manufacture of firearm products. There's only going to be one employee on shift at any time, and there are 6 parking spaces dedicated to the business. And then in the packet, there's the operations letter that they provided detailing how the projectiles will be made. And DRC had no concerns.
Great. Thank you. Are there any questions for the staff on this application? And if not, we can move to a motion.
Commissioner Jorgensen, I move that the Planning Commission approve the conditional use permit for JPL Ballistics at 847 North Point Circle with no conditions.
Thank you, Commissioner Jorgensen. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Tucker. And do we have any comment or discussion on the motion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? And it passes. Okay, we will move to agenda item 4, discussion of draft code amendments. Sherry.
Okay. So I think that we previously discussed some of the changes that were made this year by the legislature to the enabling legislation for all of the things that we do associated with land use. One of the things, as I started working with the city recorder on the very first thing that I needed to work on, which was noticing. So in our code, we have all throughout the code different sections on how we notice people for public hearings or for public meetings, who's noticed, how many days in advance they're noticed, all of those good things. And I started going through the changes that we needed to make statutorily because the state made the change to the legislature made the change to the statute. There are now 2 types of notices, the Class A notice and a Class B notice. So a Class A notice would be generally for agendas. So it's things that are posted within 24 hours in advance of the meeting. They're not direct notices. Class B notices are direct notices to affected property owners. So that would be if you're doing a zone change, if you're doing an annexation, things like that. And it has different statutes. So they went all throughout the whole state code. Everywhere there's a noticing requirement, they changed it to these Class A or Class B notifications, which then necessitated us to change our ordinance all the way through. So as I was going through those notices, I'm getting into the sections for notifications for subdivisions and notifications for conditional use permits and for our zone changes. And I'm like, I need to change these things, but I know we're changing these sections of code. They need to be changed for other reasons that are on my list here a little further down. And so it's necessitated me speeding up my changes. The other big change that they made is in relation to how subdivisions are processed. So right now, if you remember, when we do a subdivision, we have concept plan, and it comes to Planning Commission and then City Council. And then we have preliminary plan, and it comes to Planning Commission and then City Council. And then we have final plat, and it comes to Planning Commission, and it comes to City Council. The state legislature, in their infinite wisdom, and I'm sure it's prompted by the Home Builders Association, have now changed that. So the process now allowed under state code, we have until February 1st to change our code. We're going to go ahead and get it changed sooner because it's just a mess if I wait, so it's time to get it done. There'll be no concept plan review. A developer can request a concept plan review from staff, but it's at their discretion to request that for one family, two family, or townhome developments. We can require it for other developments, subdivisions for commercial or industrial purposes. We can require them to do a concept plan review, but we cannot require the other types. So we're not going to require it, but we are going to encourage it. So that's the first step. So concept plan will no longer come to the Planning Commission. It'll only be reviewed by staff. Preliminary plan will be covered by what is now to be designated as the Administrative Land Use Authority. And the state code requires that cities designate who the Administrative Land Use Authority is for the various steps in subdivision. For preliminary plan, that can either be the Planning Commission or it can be city staff. Those are the only two options. It cannot be city council anymore at all. For final plat, the final plat can only be reviewed by staff. So now subdivisions will never go to the city council anymore. The only time that I can identify that a subdivision plat would have to go to the city council would be if we're doing a plat amendment which vacates a public utility easement or a street, because that is the ability to vacate that is held by the city council. So that's the only time that that's going to happen. So this is the draft that I have come up with. Now those changes are predicating other changes in the code, because let me just explain to you how the chapters are written. So we have chapter 3, which is our processes chapter. I'm renaming it here on this draft, and I've given you, first, just so you know, I've given you a draft of chapter 3 that is just the two pages that will remain after we adopted it, and I took the red lines out so that it would be easier to read. But I put three pages behind it that are the redlined sections that are shown on these two pages. There were 23 more pages in this chapter. In our process chapter, it not only goes into the process of how to file a zone map amendment or a code map amendment, but then it went into the whole process of subdivision with concept plan, preliminary plan, final plan. None of the rules for those things, just that's the process on how it's processed. And then chapter 7, which is conditional uses, which you do not have here. Chapter 7 is conditional uses. In our code, we, under the current code, it says that all subdivisions are conditional use permits, which you can't do because a subdivision is an administrative decision. It should not be conditional. It should be a permitted use if they meet the minimum standards. So I have to change that. Plus, Chapter 7 has the rules for conditional use permits, and it has all of the rules for the subdivision. So what the road should look like, the steepness, I mean, just every single standard that we have for subdivisions is in Chapter 7. So now I have to amend Chapter 7 too, which means I have to fix the conditional use permit, which gets us back to our conditional uses, where we need to designate what uses should remain conditional and what the standards of review should be for those conditional uses that remain. So that's on the list here. It's not here today. We're getting just a couple of the pieces because I don't want to overwhelm you with 300 pages, plus I don't have 300 pages done. So we're gonna eat this elephant one little bite at a time as we review them, and then we can adopt them all together. This is my plan, if you're okay with that. But the other thing that I'm doing is taking all of the subdivision regulations and putting them in their own title. Most city codes are written, they have the zoning code that designates all the land uses, and then you have a separate subdivision ordinance. They're not in the same ordinance. And so I'm going to put it in its own title so it's easy to find and it's easy to follow. So it's going to become Title 13, which you have the first 16 pages, or 12 pages really, because I left off the cover pages that have the table of contents, because they need to be updated, and I'm going to leave them off until the very end so I have all the headings correct. So we had written a subdivision ordinance draft a few years ago. It got stalled by the city council. So I've basically taken that ordinance, and now I'm fixing it to the standards for a state code. So that is what I've provided for you today. First is Chapter 3. That will cover just how a zone change and a code amendment is undertaken by an applicant or by the Planning Commission or City Council, anyone who wants to propose a code amendment or a map change. And then Title 3, you have the first sections of this, which are the general provisions, some of the specific roles, and then concept plan. So I have this done through concept plan, the draft, and so that is what I'm presenting for you tonight for you to review, and then we can discuss it in 2 weeks, and we'll have a new section to give you in 2 weeks after we review this section, and then we'll just make our way through at each meeting until we get this done, and hopefully by maybe the end of September we'll be ready to adopt all of this. So this is why I've given you just this. I want to just kind of go over what this draft ordinance says. I have some red lines in there just in areas that will help you to understand, but really all of the text is new. But just to kind of highlight some of the things that I want, that I think are important, that you might want to know about as you're going through. But the general premises that I'm taking on this draft is that first, the concept plan is optional, which I mentioned. The preliminary plan will be reviewed by the designated land use authority, depending on whether it's a minor subdivision or whether it's a major subdivision. So we're going to identify what a minor subdivision is. I think I have it drafted in the definitions, and I think it's 5 lots or less. So, and it's a division of land that already has existing frontage. So they're not building a new road. It's somebody who has a lot in this industrial zone that needs to be just divided in half. It's very administrative. There's not a lot of discretion that goes into that. There's not any new streets that are being dedicated. So I've designated those as being the land use authority. For those would be staff. And for everything else, subdivision-wise, preliminary plan and plat amendments, those would all be the Planning Commission would be designated as the administrative land use authority. That's how I have it drafted. If you don't feel confident in that, or the City Council, when these ordinances get to them, don't feel confident in that, they could change it and make all of these things, make the Planning Commission the land use authority for all of these things, if that's how they want to do it. But for now, that's how I've drafted it. So for the CD director will be the land use, administrative land use authority for minor subdivision, final plats, and lot line adjustments. Staff is already administers all lot line adjustments that don't require a plat amendment, so that's not a change. Let's see, so concept plan's not required. Concept plan is optional on the 1-2 and townhome developments. It's not optional if you're doing a commercial or industrial subdivision, or a subdivision that's meant for multifamily apartments. Those ones will, but the review of concept is not an approval. So staff will review the concept plan, but we won't actually give a review or approval of it. We'll just give them feedback in writing that says, hey, this is all of the changes that you need to make in order to produce a preliminary plan that will meet all the standards for the Planning Commission to review. Some of these things will also affect other sections of code that we'll have to review. It's going to affect our P district zone, because that's tied to a subdivision at the same time, or a site plan approval. And of course, I've already mentioned the code amendments, the rezones, and the conditional use permits. So I don't think there's much more to discuss about this tonight until you've had the opportunity to read this and digest this a little bit, but I'm just asking that you do that in the next couple of weeks, And then we'll have this on the agenda for a discussion, and I'll present you the next sections. In the meantime, as you're reading it, if you have any questions, you want to just give me a call or shoot me an email, I'm happy to explain it. And I'd be very grateful for your feedback on these in case I've, you know, totally missed the point on something, or you find major typos, which I would not be surprised because I totally forgot to send you guys your packet last week. So clearly I needed Mackenzie back. And thank goodness she is back. Do you have any questions about this process?
Thanks, Sherry, and thanks to all the staff, and also for putting together a schedule to get it done in smaller increments. That is really helpful. Any other questions or comments?
So to clarify, we have all of Chapter 3?
You have all of what will be the new
what
Chapter
will
3.
Be Chapter.
Yes.
But of Chapter, of the Title 13, that's where there's going to be...
You only have through conceptual plan. So the next sections that you'll get in 2 weeks will be preliminary plan and final plan.
Okay.
And probably the minor subdivision, I think, is the next section. So I already have the majority of it written. It's just changing it so that it meets the standard and the language in the state code now. And rethinking some of these processes through and how to change the verbiage so that it works with the new processes and we're in compliance with state code.
So, Sherry, on the conditional use permits, will we end up reviewing that and cleaning up all, trying to minimize the number of C's
yes.
versus the things that are permitted or not?
Yeah. Yep, we okay. will. I started that one, and then my ADD brain was like, okay, actually, let me finish 3 first, and then I was working on conditional use permit, and it was just really big as I was like, okay, this is going to require me to go through the entire table and think about what uses we want to make permitted and kind of just get a list of those uses all in one place that said, okay, if this is going to be conditional, then we have to have standards for it. Which ones of these are important enough uses that we should leave conditional that we then develop the standard of review for them. So that's a little bit more intense, and I already had the first draft of the subdivision ordinance, so I figured I would tackle the subdivision ordinance first and then the conditional uses.
That sounds good. And then just at a high level, I haven't really time to think about it, but it's a practical matter. So obviously there was interest in trying to create efficiency and minimizing the amount of red tape, whatever you want to call it. But I mean, what do you think the practical implications of this change in process are for what we do and what we've been doing? And what do you see as being radically different?
I don't think it will be radically different for the Planning Commission. I think it will be radically different for the City Council. Because they, as the elected legislative body, will not be able to have any input on a subdivision other than when the subdivision ordinance is adopted. So if they have problems with how things are being processed, then they will need to initiate code amendments to change that process. So I don't think it will really affect you. You'll just have less meetings where you see, you know, you won't see the same subdivision repeated over and over again 3 times. But honestly, I think that you won't notice much in the way that you review the subdivisions. We'll get all of the requirements out at preliminary, and then a matter of coming back from final plat is just, did they meet all the conditions that the Planning Commission set at preliminary? Staff checks the boxes. When that's done, we sign the Mylar and send it on to be recorded. It's pretty simple. Now, it will be more intense when there's geologic hazards review. So that can take a little bit longer because there's some timelines that have to be met when people request a subdivision approval that only apply or do not apply if the property is subject to geologic hazards, and we have to take additional time to do that review and make sure that we have that right. There's only a certain number of review cycles you're allowed to go through with the applicants on their subdivisions. So we have to try and get everything done up front and find all of the problems with it right from the very beginning.
So, Sherry, because you've mentioned you're, what we have before us is through concept plan, is there any merit to discussing what we as a Planning Commission think a designated administrative land use authority should be before you go to work on the next two things before we meet in 2 weeks?
If you feel like that even minor subdivisions should still come to the Planning Commission, then we can then that would be the conversation that we'd need to have. And then as I write it, I would need to take that into consideration. But other than that, you can't be the administrative land use authority for concept plan or for final plan. It's only preliminary plan and plat amendments.
Just in an effort for you to not go to a lot of work and
absolutely
have someone change it.
Absolutely. I do appreciate that. I don't like spinning my wheels very much. Unless I'm on my motorcycle, then spinning my wheels is fine.
So, Sherry, on a related note to the geohazards, one of the observations I made when coming on the Planning Commission is I think the geohazard map that's in the code that triggers some of the geologic reviews was kind of dated. It was dated back to the steep slopes issue, and there may be better information. I'm just wondering, and I know it was on the list of things to do, but having a consultant work on general plan update, I'm wondering if there's some possibility that they may be of assistance in making sure that that's up to date based on the latest information available from, you know, the state office of geology and so forth.
Absolutely, I think that's a great idea. And I've actually discussed this with our city engineer because there are some changes that she wants to see as part of this process, including updating those maps. And she has additional changes that she's going to be proposing to the geologic hazards ordinance. As she's put it into practice, she's found some things that need to be more clearly defined and maybe scoped out a little further with the regulations. So she is working on a geologic hazards update, and it will include a new map. And I deferred that to her because that is her expertise for the first draft.
Does anybody have any input on the designated land use authority that is different than what Sherry has outlined here already?
I just have a question. In Title 13, does it define pretty specifically what is able to be subdivided in terms of like size and setback, and are there any regulations, or is that all also part of the administrative decision?
So all of that is in the land use ordinance. So that'll remain in Title 10. That's where that's at right now. So for each one of the zones, it says in this zone, your minimum lot size is this, your minimum frontage is this, your minimum width, your minimum depth, your maximum, maximum lot coverage. I'm trying to think of all the other things that are in that. But so this is just the application of how do you apply for a subdivision? What do you show on all the plats? The standards that for how wide a road should be is actually in another document, which is our standards and specifications manual. What the curb is designed like, that's in that manual. How water lines are laid, that's in that manual. So those things won't be contained in the subdivision ordinance. This is more just a process of everything that they need to show us, and then they still have to meet all the requirements of the zone and all the requirements of the standards and specification manuals. That answer your question?
Yes.
Okay.
I do have a follow-up. The standards and specifications model, is that like an adopted policy?
It is.
Okay.
It is adopted by the city council by resolution. So, and it's on our website. And it's a manual that's like about this thick. Because it has all their typical drawings or standard drawings for the cross-section of a sidewalk and the design of the road base and how thick that should be in various circumstances. All of that really interesting technical engineering stuff.
Any other feedback from the commission?
I have one question. Do you want to get them in paper version? Do you want to have both paper and PDF version? I just thought this for this time paper would be more easily read and you can draw on it. And
I like paper for stuff like this.
Yeah. think it's helpful. It's hard to edit a PDF if you don't have all the right programs to mark it up.
All right. Good on that.
All okay.
Right. City
Thank
council
you.
Items.
So there was no city council meeting on July 4th, obviously. So I don't have anything to report on
nice.
That.
Good job to everybody on the car show. And did the fireworks go well?
It was fun. Yeah, it turned out really well, I think.
Good.
Yeah.
Very good. That's a lot of work for all of you guys.
All right.
There's a big event. Yes. Okay, approval of minutes. Any adjustments to the minutes as they were drafted? Ron can't do this one. I know it was rough. We're like, where's Ron? We just sat here in silence for honestly like a couple minutes. We're like, who's going to do it? All right, and we can do a motion on the 6:27 minutes. Can't be wrong.
This is Commissioner Moss. I move that we approve the minutes from the June 27th Planning Commission meeting with no changes.
Thank you, Commissioner Moss. And do we have a second?
Commissioner Holbrook, second.
Thank you. Any comments? All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. And they are approved. And we are adjourned.